Welcome to the Dark Star Adventure Cast, where the stars are cold, the void is endless, and danger lurks in every shadow. Out here, trust is a gamble, and survival is never guaranteed. On tonight's Adventure Cast...
I was told to shoot a thing, and I want to shoot a thing now!
If the drones come a-calling, then don't hesitate to pull them out of the sky.
I don't think that this guy's gonna wait for me to make a phone call.
Nyx takes a breath and pops in her earbuds. She likes music when she works. Gravity Well. Redshift Revelry.
Now let's get out there and hack the galaxy.
The crew of the Scapegoat is but a few days into their journey and rewarded themselves with a well-earned rest. The spike drive course is set, and they are underway to the hidden Prometheon station deep within the sector. Wolfisa was tough, and the break is welcome. Routed around the long table in the kitchen, they pass around a bottle of whiskey while listening to Robert's favorite playlist and swapping war stories from their past.
And he says, "Death or Bunga?" I had to choose Bunga.
Bunga?
Oh, what a guy.
God, Robert.
What about you, Felix?
What about me, Robert?
I mean, we all have reasons for being here, but honestly, seem to have joined the mission just per chance.
It's not just by chance. Like you said, we all have a reason to be here. I've got a story.
All right, then, let's hear it. What is it?
Well, Thorne, just because I have a story doesn't mean I want to tell it.
Well, we have 10 months. You tell us your story, I'll tell you guys mine.
Shit, man, mine.
Sure, I'll tell you mine.
Haley pours Felix a glass of whiskey and slides it on over.
I pick up the glass of whiskey. Thanks. And fine. You want to hear it? I gotta warn you, though, it's not all rainbows and sunshine.
Oh, no, that sounds like a good one. Let's have it. Let's hear it.
I knock back the whiskey, settle myself in my chair, and lean back. Now, my brother Petey, he's a journalist. Made a name for himself exposing corpo lies and crimes. Now, one day, Omnitech popped up on his radar. Turns out they were buying up prisoner contracts like they were stock options. And man, once they signed on that dotted line, those poor bastards were never heard from again. He worked himself to the bone for months on that story, even going so far as infiltrating Omnitech itself to uncover what he could. Finally, he learned that the proof he needed was stored way up in their orbital data vault. But no sooner did he learn this than he heard the entire prisoner operation was moving off world, vault and all. And he was devastated. This was Petey's one shot before the vault disappeared to God's knows where, to expose Omnitech and break the story of his career. So, of course, he came to me for help, and well, I'd do anything for my little brother. Here's how it went down. I started work putting together a little crew for the job. There's me, obviously, the one who actually knows how to crack a system. A real ghost, this Nyx, silent paw Verhoeven. Man, she moved faster than anyone I've ever seen. She had instincts to match. The muscle on the job was going to be Jet the Viper Harlow. He was all nerves and gunmetal, and he was just looking for an excuse to shoot something. And finally, Petey, my little brother. Idealistic journalist, former field medic who proved himself in the Doppler skirmishes, and the only one of us who still believed in a happy ending. While I was getting the crew together, Petey worked his contacts. He greased some palms, managed to get seats for us all on a refueling shuttle bound for the vault. And he could always do that. Make friends with anyone and get what he wanted. So it's the night of the job, right? Shuttle launches, nice and quiet. No alarms, no warning. We're getting ready. We suit up, check in our gear. And as I'm sliding my laser pistol into my holster, I finally realize, man, we're about to break into the most secure data vault in orbit with nothing but mag boots, a few laser pistols, and good intentions. It was going to be one hell of a night.
So in this very special episode of the Dark Star Adventure Cast, all of our actors will be playing different characters. Brian, you have the honor of playing Felix's younger brother, Petey Champlin, an inquisitive, fast-talking news reporter, bad with names, great with faces. Stephanie, you will be playing Nick's silent paw Verhoeven, a cat burglar, mischievous, a perfectionist, and always lands on her feet. Doja, you will be playing Jet the Viper Harlow, a gunslinger. Does it for the credits, and because Nick said so. He's deadly calm and keeps his guns immaculate at all times. And here we go. As your shuttle draws near, the orbital data vault looms ahead, a massive three-story pyramid drifting in the void, its dark surface etched with glowing lines and crisscrossing tracks. Slowly, it rotates on its axis, a monolithic structure in the cold silence of space. Occasional bursts of light flicker along its edges as unseen systems hum with activity. Thin rail lines run along its faces like veins, carrying maintenance drones that skitter along in programmed routines, catching the dings and dents made from passing debris. The vault surface is sleek, almost seamless, except for the reinforced docking ports and security nodes jutting out like watchful sentinels. Beyond it, the night world polyfin glows faintly, casting long shadows across the vault's rotating form. Polyfin's hyper-urbanized surface is a pulsing patchwork quilt of civilization, its neon streaks and suborbital skyways humming with life. The shuttle jolts as it makes contact with the vault. A refueling arm extends and connects with a hiss as it begins its fuel transfer. The access hatch to the inside of the pyramid is less than 100 feet away along the vault's surface and, somewhere inside, locked behind layers of security, lies the truth you came here to steal.
Felix, I am very indebted to you, and that is why we are here. Just before we get started, I want you to know that I did my best with this plan. You can give me a lot of time. We've got Jet here. I trust him. Not sure what to expect once we get over to that hatch 100 feet away, but we're going to get in and out of this place. Good at what I do. Jet the Viper, good at what he does.
Yes,
and then...
amazing at what you do, but what is it that you're here to do?
Listen, we've been over this on the flight up. Nix, I know you want it all to be perfect, and I am sorry we couldn't get more details, but we have you both here for your unique skill sets so we can encounter and overcome any obstacle. Right now, our obstacle is some open space between us and that hatch. So I suggest we all save our air, finish suiting up, and launch our asses into the void.
Goodness, I did it better myself, bro.
Nix, we gotta suit up. Everybody ready? We don't have a lot of time here. This is our right home, too.
BD is zipped up and ready to go.
All right, here we go. So I will unseal the airlock and jump towards the pyramid.
There's not a lot of air pressure in here. You've all been suited up in your armored vac suits since the beginning because this is a refueling shuttle and it's not really meant for people. You've been crammed into sort of a small space in here. So opening the hatch to get out, a tiny bit of air escapes, whatever residual air there was from leaving Polyfin's surface, and you're able to easily step down onto the surface of the Great Vault Pyramid and activate your mag boots, sticking you to the surface.
All right, you're holding. Come on, everyone, what are you waiting for?
All right, let's get going.
I'm covering from the back. I'm making sure that those mag boots work as well as you said they would.
Don't worry about it, Jet.
I trust in our equipment. Everyone, follow me. Walk where I walk. Don't mess this up.
God, you owe me big for this, Nix.
We'll talk more about it later.
So the four of you leave the shuttle behind, activate your mag boots, and follow Nix across the crisscrossing tracked surface of the vault. You do see some of those maintenance drones. They're essentially adhered to these tracks, and they're moving along quite quickly, but they don't seem to like pose any actual threat. However, Nix, nothing escapes your watchful eye, and to the far right on the horizon of the vault, you notice that there is a flying drone that, with its glowing red eye, is scanning for unauthorized activity. You recognize it even from this distance as a weaponized drone meant for defense of a location. You've seen them many, many times before.
Jet, you see that drone over there?
Way out there.
Can you get it?
Don't you know it.
Nix, Jet, we might be better off just hustling inside. If we take that one down, it might raise alarms across the whole system.
Good point.
Better to lay low.
I'm used to working alone, so I wouldn't get caught in this situation. But I do have to think of the group.
I was told to shoot a thing, and I want to shoot a thing now.
Later, Jet. Later.
There will be more drones.
Truth be told, I hope you don't get your chance.
I am now picturing Jet as Veruca Salt.
I want to shoot it now!
Daddy, I want to shoot it now!
I was told I could shoot it, and I want to shoot it now!
I love it.
Jet, you reluctantly lower your pistol, and the four of you following Nyx make your way the rest of the way to the access hatch. Here you find a closed and locked access hatch with no obvious manual mechanical way to open it. Instead, there is a control panel that is next to it, along with a port below it, that a shuttle that is carrying passengers, maintenance, or visitor would come and dock here and extend and connect to this port to pass a security clearance. You expected something like this to be here, and you've brought your hacking tools in order to deal with it. However, knowing that there are security drones on the surface of this vault does give you some pause.
All right, listen, I can get in here, but if something goes wrong, we might get swarmed, so I need the rest of y'all to be ready. If those drones come a-calling, then don't hesitate to pull them out of the sky.
Just give me the go-ahead. At this point, my trigger finger is a bit itchy.
Remember what I said. Keep Petey safe.
Is that between you and me? Is that my actual mission here?
It's one of your main reasons for being here. Yeah.
Hey, big bro, quit whispering and get to work. Time is of the essence.
I'm doing it.
Everyone can hear the whispers because getting closer in space, you're still just talking over your walkie-talkie. So.
Yeah, it was meant to be secret. It was meant to be emphatic.
Private calm.
Have you guys noticed? Petey's gained a little weight. Petey's just 100 meters away like, hey.
Come on.
Having said that, I'm going to pull out my data slab and plug in to begin trying to gain access.
The moment that you plug in, a flash goes over the screen that says, security alert, visitor identification not recognized, which you kind of thought might happen. You immediately start your hack. Go ahead and roll for that. And Nyx, nothing escapes your watchful eye. Off to your left, about 100 feet ahead, you spot a security drone. It turns, its red watchful eye sweeping towards you. And then you spot another off to your right, and then another. It seems they are swarming on this location.
Wait, let me see. I got an 11.
An 11's a great roll. You easily pass that first layer of security. You're able to give it a valid identification, and it starts to cycle the airlock on the other side. However, while that's happening, it's asking for your second level of identification, if you have one, to know how deep into the vault you can actually go. And there seems to be an array of various crypto keys and questions that you have to answer, whether you have these things or not, to gain access. The drones sweep closer.
We are running out of time.
We're gonna get in, it doesn't matter how far we wanna get in.
Jet, they're out of range for everyone else, but you're a crack shot. Would you like to take a drone out?
I squeeze Felix's shoulder. They're in range. They're going to spot us.
It's cycling. It'll be just a minute.
Give me the order.
I'm turning out, Felix.
Nyx, what do I need to do here?
Nyx, I can't see what's going on. Make the call.
Nyx, you feel a bead of sweat running down your face. You're used to working alone, not commanding a group.
Finally, I think Petey, feeling like this is sort of going to be his mission, interrupts the tension and he slaps Jet on the back.
Just take the shot, Jeff.
And Nyx lets out the biggest sigh of relief.
That seems good enough for me. Slowly, meticulously, line up the best shot I can on this drone. As it comes into my range, I specifically give it a minute and then pull the trigger as I hold my breath. Might be a little bit better than terrible at shooting. I roll a 16 for 5 points of damage.
Boom! A 16 hits. So your laser bolt rocked across the void of space, struck this droid for 5 points of damage, which is enough to take it out in one hit. But when one falls, it doesn't fall because it's in zero G, where one explodes silently and slowly drifts away from the vault, becoming a satellite of said vault. Two more appear in its stead. Four are now totally aware of where you are and begin to rocket towards you. They're a mere 50 feet away, which is a distance that Nyx could probably hit and Petey can almost hit.
Jet, you see the rest coming. We have to take them out.
I do. I can only shoot so many of them. I had to empty near clip on that one.
I'll be with you.
Petey draws his pistol as well.
What's the status of the airlock?
So that was the first round. You can roll for your second round of hacking.
I keep working on this program. I'm going to roll again using my skill as an expert. Because I didn't like that roll.
Six may or may not have made it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Okay, 10.
Much better. So you succeed getting through the second round of security questions and cryptographic keys that it wants you to supply to it. Now it's getting into sort of the intense stuff. It's really trying to drill into what your access is, and you know that you're going to need the utmost access once you get in there, so you keep working. The second round of combat starts. We're now at a point where both Jet and Nyx can comfortably shoot. Edie, you can attempt to shoot at this distance, but you'll be at a -1. Jet, you may go first.
Felix, I'm really going to need you to start moving on this. It's getting a bit hairy out here. I'm going to level another shot. And oh my god, I think I sprang my trigger finger. I rolled a 1.
Oh no. So, you go to raise up your pistol, but unused to combat in 0G, you're not a spacer. This is maybe even the first time you've been in 0G off-world of Polyphen. You release your gun, and it begins to drift away.
Shit.
You're able to grab it just in time. But, of course, your shot and your entire attack is spoiled. Nyx.
Should have just done this on my own, taking a shot.
I kind of love Nyx. I'm loving the attitude.
It's different for me. I'm trying. I'm really trying.
It's good.
I'm breaking out.
It's good. It's working. It's definitely working.
It's not a cleric, and you're doing great with it.
It's not a cleric. It's hard. I really like my niche.
It's hard.
But,
Jet, this is how you do it.
She shoots a 12, takes out a drone with 5 damage.
The drone explodes silently and drifts away like the other. But you can see far off on the horizon, 100, 125 feet away, another drone appearing. There seems to be no shortage of security drones here on the surface of the data vault. Edie, would you like to take a shot at a -1?
Which turns out to be
wow.
Still a pretty great roll. I got a 16, but only 1 damage.
It careens to the side and gets knocked off of its path. It's going to take it around to reconfigure itself and start moving towards you again. So you've effectively taken it out of combat for 1 round. There's only 1 drone left in that distance band. So the 3 of you have effectively destroyed those 4 drones that are coming towards you, except for that last one. And it arrives. It flies up till it's about 20 feet away from you, and it opens fire. It's going to randomly choose someone. It randomly chooses BD.
You get hurt. I'm going to be so mad at Jet.
I rolled a 2, so the laser bolt goes wide, almost hitting Petey, but actually is much closer to hitting Jet. But it misses both of them, the laser bolt flying off into the distance and probably killing someone on Polyphen.
The laser goes all the way to the surface.
We cannot expect this luck to continue. Felix.
I'm working on it.
Nyx is a consummate professional who has been in this situation a million times.
Alone.
Felix, I need you to roll hack once again. See if you can get through that 3rd level of security.
I only get 1 roll this time.
Come on, Felix. Your brother's here.
We got this.
It's not good, guys.
Oh my god.
That's only a 6 that time for the 3rd level.
You've already used your reroll for this scene, and a 6 is a failure. All of the drones that are in the distance move up another 50 feet. And Jet, there is a drone directly in front of you, and there are 3 drones in the next distance band out. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go for the further out. And while I roll that, I'm curious, do I have a warrior-style re-roll as well?
Yes, once per scene.
Beautiful.
And it's not a re-roll, it's an auto-hit.
Right, of course. I was curious, so I asked specifically, because if Petey got hit, could I re-roll a miss for Petey?
No, only against yourself.
Yep, perfect.
This is stars without number, not stars without consequences. If Petey gets hit...
Good one.
Petey gets hit, Petey going down.
God damn it, Petey. And so I level my pistol. I shoot for not the closest of the drones, but something at the edge of my range band, and roll an 18 with only 2 damage at that distance.
You hit and you ricochet off the side of it, doing more damage than Petey did, and it spins off on its axis, disabled for the round, but it will be back. Nyx, would you like to take a shot?
Yes. I take aim at the drone closest to us, hoping to ensure our safety. I rolled a 17. Thank God. For 4 damage.
Your laser bolt slides seamlessly between the chinks in the drone's armor, destroying its internal circuitry. It explodes with a small puff of smoke, which drifts off into the void. There are 4 drones off in the 50-foot range band. Petey, you can try to shoot them at a -1 if you wish.
At this point, Petey is both hands on the pistol. He's got his mag boots locked, and he's in like a crouching position on the surface of this pyramid. And he is just peppering these drones because he is not much of a shooter. But if he doesn't do something, they're going to close in. So yeah, I'm going to take a shot, even though there is a penalty. Petey rolls a 12.
A 12 hit.
Nice. So it's only 2 points of damage, but his flurry of lasers manages to hit something.
You hit the one that you hit before, and with the scorch mark that you gave it before and the tiny dent that you strike to it this time, it's enough to rock its internal circuitry enough that it simply gives up.
I got him.
It listlessly flies away. Its guidance system somehow interrupted by the pebble-like laser assault that Petey has brought onto it.
Great shot, kid. Now don't get cocky.
Okay, Felix, your brother is doing something, but everyone's still in danger. Go ahead and roll your hack once again to bypass the 3rd and hopefully final round of cryptographic security.
I've been furiously. 9.
9's enough. The drones begin to move forward as the access door slides open. On the other side, you can see that there is an airlock barely large enough for 3 people.
Come on, we're in. We're in. We're gonna have to take it in turns, I guess.
You all go.
Petey, get in there.
You don't have to tell me. Petey's already scrambling in, as he was probably right next to Felix when it opened, so.
I scramble in after Petey.
Nix, get in here!
I jam Nix in as hard as I can.
Jet, I can hide!
Nix, are you resisting?
Yes!
Nix and Jet, go ahead and give me a strength roll.
Somebody's gonna float off into the void.
Yep.
You guys get the exact same roll. So you lock into a grapple where neither one of you have any purchase, trying to both shove each other into the hatch. Meanwhile, all 4 of the drones from the 50-foot range band move in and begin their assault.
Oh, no.
Well, it takes their turn to move up. So go ahead and roll. Are you guys going to do another tussle?
I figured I'd just give a shove, but then continue to shoot at the drones.
You give a shove, but she locks on to you.
She does, and I'm going to not disengage, but draw my weapon and shoot despite her clinging on to me.
Okay, so the 2 of you are out there and beginning to shoot. Felix, what do you want to do?
I'm in the hatch with Petey. What do I see for controls in here?
There's a control panel to cycle the airlock.
And do I see a way that I can open it again from the inside to open up? I guess I wouldn't know until I get through the airlock into the station if I can open it for the other 2.
And it would barely fit 3 people, but 4 people could definitely cram in here.
All right, so now that I'm in there and I look around, I look out.
You have to stop fighting. I think we can all fit in here. It's going to be tight for a few minutes. Just both of you get in here now. God, children we're working with. We're working with children.
Jet.
Nix, do you continue to shove me?
Fine. Yeah, I you know what, Jet? This is your choice.
Stop pushing.
I'm getting in.
I stopped pushing long ago. I'm continuing to fire up the drones.
I did hire you for your shooting and not your brains.
Which is what I'm doing currently, is I'm just shooting at things.
All right, Jet, there's room. We've confirmed it.
I go briefly battle rage blind as I continue to shoot things, and Nix shoves me into the capsule.
I think Cole's it. I'm pulling now.
Yeah, Nix is like, I'm going in first. I don't even care about you anymore.
No, I care. I care.
If you're gonna be difficult, get shot.
But we have found a solution. We can fit. Grabbing him by some vest or something and like,
disengage your mag boots. We have to pull you in.
So you start pulling him and his mag boots are still activated. So you just reach down, deactivate them, and yank him through. Feeling you're ready on the airlock, so you cycle everything. The 4 of you can't exactly stand up in here, but there's 0G anyway. You're head to boot, topsy-turvy, all intertwined with each other, just packed into a really tight space. It's like 4 people being crammed into a 0G closet. You can fit, but no one's having a good time. No one of good morals is having a good time in this situation. Oh, no.
Wait, why are you cackling? What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, was Jet not good at... Wait, oh, wait a minute. Jet doesn't have good morals? Hold on, wait.
Felix?
It's opening!
It takes a minute to cycle. Who's
groping me?
If any of you move anymore, we'll leave you here.
Hey, Spacers, thanks for cruising through the cosmos with us. If you want to go behind the airwaves and dive deeper into our universe, join our Patreon crew. You'll get ad-free early access to every episode, as well as a host of bonus content, including Star Master logs, what I'm planning, what I'm improvising, and what secrets are still waiting in the dark. Ooh. Your support helps keep this ship running and the stories unfolding. So if you love exploring the Viridian Expanse with us, hop on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast and become part of the crew. Thanks for being on board. Let's follow that signal together. A good minute later, the airlock finishes cycling and you sigh with relief as the airlock door opens into the vault. You're able to take off your stifling helmet, but it's still zero G in here. So you float in, reactivate your mag boots, but at least you can breathe. The room is dark, but suddenly dim emergency lights flicker to life, casting long shadows across the room. It's a small room, no more than 10 by 15 feet. In its center is an android, just its upper half, and it's hanging impaled on an iron rod, its synthetic skin cracked and peeling. It's an old model, but it's still active. Its eyes blink awake with a faint blue glow.
Welcome, honored guests. Please present identification and state your business.
Behind it, a heavy security door looms, seamless and inert. The android, despite its ruined state, watches you like a host awaiting a reservation at a fancy restaurant, unmoving, yet in complete control.
Just an aside, does Omnitech not replace these things? This is like the second one, third one we've run into that's just not doing that great.
It's just a piece of crap, yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually very anti-consumption, surprisingly. So they use stuff until it really can't be used anymore.
They'd much rather exploit humans than expensive robots. Humans are just like, they're everywhere. You have to build a human.
True.
Welcome, honored guests. Please present identification and state your business.
Okay, so I'm going to walk up to the android and attempt to basically interface with it with my data slab to override it.
Okay, so you go up to it and you pull out your data slab and you start looking for a port to hook into and it goes,
I kindly ask you to step back.
Yeah, I'm running diagnostics. I'm here for some diagnostics. Just hold on a second.
Please provide identification with your diagnostic code.
Yeah, I did that when I was coming in. Didn't you get all that information? As I keep looking.
From next to the large, seamless security door behind it, a small panel opens, and from out of it slides a turret, its laser pointing directly at your chest.
I'm going to have to ask you once again to please provide your diagnostic code.
Okay. I step back.
I think to myself, could I make it over to that turret without being caught and disable it with my laser pistol?
You're unsure what the armor of the turret is, and it's about 8 feet away, and you're unsure how quickly it would start firing. There's a lot of variables here.
Darn.
As you're thinking, though, the turret slides back into the wall, vanishing.
Welcome, honored guests. Please prevent identification and state your business.
And a look side-eyed at Petey, who I know is always good on the spot like this, hoping he steps up for me.
Yeah, Petey probably came to this mission expecting this sort of questioning, right? Is this like do I know what kind of identification they're expecting? Is it a badge? Is it a code number? Is it like a digital interface? I don't understand what he's asking, but I'm sure Petey would.
Petey, you had told me when we were preparing for this mission that you'd already talked to an Omnitech maintenance operator.
Yeah, who do you think got us on the ship?
Can they help further?
I don't think that this guy's going to wait for me to make a phone call.
To answer your question, Petey, I'm trying to think of what knowledge you might have. You worked at Omnitech for a few months.
Okay.
And you only learned about this specific location maybe like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But very shortly thereafter, you were like, oh shit, they're relocating. And that's why you guys are here with very little foreknowledge. You do have a little bit of info. And you do have a little bit of idea of what Omnitech uses for security. So Petey, just to answer your question, every day when you went to the Omnitech offices for your job as a research assistant /mole, you had to present your identification in a variety of ways depending on where in the building you were going. But the most common form of security when you first go into the building is voice print analysis.
Okay. Petey's pretty good at voice mimicry. Do I think that there's anybody who... Did I do enough research? The type of people who are loud, like I that Nick's brought up. Could I try to do his voice? I'm sure I know his name.
His name's Henry Rollins. But you don't think that he's coming up into space. He's mostly like a Polyphon side maintenance person. But you've heard a lot of voices in the past few months, but none more than the voice of the CEO, Victor Saren.
Mm.
If anyone has access, he probably does.
Okay. With the prompt from Felix to step forward and do the thing, Petey clears his throat and, you know, pushes Felix a little bit out of the way. And he says, "This is Omnitech CEO Victor Saren, and our reasons are classified. You will let us through," with his best impression that he can do. And I can roll like a talk or something for that.
Yeah, please roll a talk. And also, now if I ever have to do this guy's voice, I have to sound like that.
He has to sound like this, because that's what Petey says.
Depends how good his roll is.
Yeah, if your roll sucks, I'm making him Australian. That's a pretty good roll.
No, it wasn't bad. I got a 9.
Damn it.
"Of course, CEO Victor Saren. Thank you for identifying yourself. Could you please state your business here in the Orbital Vault?"
"I told you that information is classified. But if you must know, then put down that it is a routine investigation."
The android kind of jerks back and forth, looks to the side, looks up. Its lifeless eyes dim and then glow brightly once again.
"The security measures that I have logged state that I must have a more specific reason. In fact, Victor Saren, yourself, has visited this station multiple times, and each time has reviewed the security protocol with me. In fact, I've failed multiple times."
"And it seems I'm going to have to put you down for yet another."
It just stares blankly at you.
Stare blankly at it.
"Just tell her we're here to get some data. That's what we're here for. She's going to be watching us the whole time we're doing it anyway, probably."
"Yeah, thanks, Felix. That's real helpful. If it's just standing there, is it just waiting still for further input from me? Or is it loading?"
It's hard to tell.
Okay.
It's either waiting for you, loading, stalled, or completely deactivated.
So after just like a moment of waiting, continuing his best Victor Saren impression, Petey sighs and says, "Very well." And he pretends to log something somewhere and says, "This is a data collection operation that I have personally authorized. Will that suffice?"
"Unfortunately, with much regard, CEO Victor Saren, the vault is currently in migratory mode. Because it will be moving shortly, all security systems are currently active, including eye clearance required. I'm going to need a bit more detail."
"Well, we're going to need to collect some information on the itinerary of this vessel, as well as a manifest of all its occupants."
"Operation Red Wing."
"Or Operation Red Wing."
"Confirmed. Operation Red Wing."
You hear computational noises happening, digital feedback. You hear the theme song of the internet playing as this 56K modem boots up.
"Operation Red Wing requires top secret operational knowledge, data gathering, and in fact, arriving here at this station requires top clearance as well."
"Why do you think I had to come myself?"
"Yes. Thank you, CEO Victor Saren. Much regard. The three keys of security have been turned."
The android turns and faces you back to you, and then slumps over lifeless as the hatch in front of you opens to reveal a narrow, spinning corridor, the air humming with energy. Dozens of thin red laser beams crisscross the space before you, rotating with the corridor and shimmering dangerously. The faint scent of ozone fills your nostrils as you cautiously eye the door at the far end. It's just 30 feet away. A simple control panel is attached to the wall beside it.
Edie lets out a sigh in both frustration and relief, and he looks at his brother Felix and says, "Felix, can we deactivate that thing or something before we have to come back through here?" He's mostly kidding, but he's just very frustrated with this android.
"Hey, Petey, you did a great job, man. I'm proud of you."
"There's a lot riding on this, Felix."
"Yeah. Now, Nix, these lasers, think you can help us out here?"
"We should have brought Catherine Zeta-Jones."
"Catherine Zeta-Jones."
Oh.
So, basically, you're looking down a round corridor that's constantly turning clockwise, and attached to the walls are laser beams cutting across the space in between. And, of course, they're rotating as well as the whole corridor rotates. And Felix has just turned to you and demanded that you solve this problem, Nix. What would you like to do?
"Felix, do not take that tone with me. You know that I'm an expert here."
"Yeah, no, I know. Sorry, I didn't mean to be short. You're right.
I trust you.
It's fine. We're all frustrated. Omnitech has terrible, terrible technology when it comes to their droids. Nyx is stretching right now. She's preparing to... Yep. I can definitely get that hatch for you. I'll go.
So, Nyx, you're familiar with these? They'll burn you. And if you get hit a few times, you'll die. They're mostly meant to incapacitate people, but if you kind of get stuck in a web of them, you will die. Out of character, what that means is that every time you get hit by a laser, you take a hit point of damage.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you could very quickly die.
How many rounds will I be going through this if I do this?
Oh, you're talking about just jumping in there. So if you're trying to like launch yourself in, part of that is dependent on your speed, or if you're trying to do like an acrobatic, make your way through.
Well, yeah, no, I want to dance through it.
Absolutely, you do.
I'm dancing through it, leveraging my mag boots to like change my angle as I go down the wall.
Turning them off, turning them back on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's you know, she's doing cool flips through this thing and looking for handholds to, I don't know, the enemy's gate is down, etc. She's doing the whole thing.
Okay, well, I wasn't behind this plan until you referenced Ender's Game, and now I'm fully behind it. So it's you're in a single scene right now, so mm-hmm. you can make a single roll, and we'll see what happens. Cool. So go ahead and roll your exert.
Okay. She just prepares herself to catapult dance through this room. She studies it for a good 30 seconds to notice any patterns.
Nyx.
Oh, that's a good roll.
Yeah.
I rolled a 10.
Oh, damn.
So Nyx is thinking to herself. She has been dreaming of this moment. Every cat burglar looks forward to the day where not only do they get to dance through a complicated laser security system that just adds on levels and levels of extra difficulties, but now she has an audience. Nyx takes a breath and pops in her earbuds. She likes music when she works. Gravity Well. Redshift Revelry. She looks at Petey. Write about this in the future. This is going to be worth remembering. She launches herself into the hallway. There's the subtle click of mag boots coming on and off. She dodges through the different laser beams, trying to reach the end, working towards the end of the room. She enters the flow state. This is something that she's been training for, she's used to. It's beautiful. This is art. She reaches the doorway at the end of the hall, and she goes to the access panel to see how she can disable this.
Stephanie, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was great, Steph. That was really well described.
Thank you.
Loved it.
So you're on the other side of this spinning corridor of laser burning death, and you've just expertly cat burglared your way acrobatically through a zero G web of just insanity. You definitely land on the other side, activating your mag boots with a soft click of your heels. There is an access panel next to you that should not only open the door, but should deactivate the lasers that are spinning wildly next to you. So with a couple deft presses of the buttons, you move through the menus and turn off the lasers, and the rest of the group is able to funnel down the corridor.
So, are we ready to continue?
Damn, Nyx. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Felix.
I'll be sure to include a section on your exploits in the video, Nick.
I appreciate it. And remember to also mention my trademark, the little mice that I like to leave behind.
Where did you leave the little mice this time?
Oh, I haven't left it behind yet. Once we get to the data, I have a spot picked out.
Yeah, that's the point. I always clean them up behind you. You think I'm coming clean. Finally happening. I always steal the mice back because...
Is this why someone else was able to take credit for the Wafisa job?
Do you mean Wafisa or Wafisa? Because we also did a job on Wafisa.
Wafisa.
Listen, we don't have time for this.
I left it in the car in the storage unit.
That refueling shuttle is going to leave soon, and we gotta be on it to get home.
Fine. We can pick this up later.
Let's go.
Everyone is crowding around Nyx and congratulating her when Felix... You note that the access panel that's next to that door most obviously will also open that door and also reactivate the lasers if that is your desire.
It is definitely not my desire. So I will give Nyx one last congratulatory pat on the shoulder and move over to the door and try to get that sucker open.
Okay. For someone as adept at computers as you, it is no problem to beep, boop, beep. The secure hatch slides open. The next room has no exit. It seems to be the end of the line. It's 20 by 30 foot room. It's dimly lit. Dozens of computer screens are haphazardly arranged on the far wall, but they're completely inactive. Below them, there's a long terminal that stretches the entire length of the wall.
Jackpot. Looks like this is it, Petey.
Now all we gotta do now is get that data, and then we can expose Omnitech for the scum they are.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
High five.
All right, let me just log in, Petey, and then you can take over and find the data that you need. You're better at that.
Petey just excitedly rubs his hands together.
I'm going to move over to the terminal and begin trying to turn it on and gain access to it.
As you move into the room, you realize that there's a bunch of, like, cables all over the floor. So you didn't notice it because the room is so dim. So you go and you kind of trip over a cable and then make your way over towards the terminal. There's these probably like a dozen really thick cables snaking from the terminal to various ports all along the floor and the walls. Petey, you follow him in. Suddenly, the door slams shut, separating the group. Felix and Petey stand alone, surrounded by an eerie silence and the jumble of blank computer screens. Nyx and Jet are in the rotating corridor, utterly cut off from their compatriots.
What the hell was that?
Aw, oh, damn it. Nyx, Jet, are you there?
I can hear you. Yep. What of it?
What's going on out there? We just got closed off. Nyx, can you reopen the door?
Let me try.
You press the buttons, but nothing happens.
Nope, nothing is opening.
Are there any panels on this side of the door?
There are not. And the next time you attempt to talk to your friends on the other side of the door, you can't get through. A moment later, the blank screens crackle to life.
Welcome to Omnitech Laboratories.
What the hell is that?
A digital blue face materializes across the monitors. Its glowing eyes stare down at you with cold, unblinking intensity. The face distorts slightly, its features flickering like a corrupted signal before its voice booms out, robotic and unyielding.
You are not welcome here.
Before either of you can react, a half dozen long, telescopic arms shoot out from the walls, their metallic surfaces gleaming in the dim light. They move with unnerving speed, an attempt to entangle both Felix and Petey.
Gotta get these things off of me.
I could roll for an evasion here, but the truth of the matter is, eventually they will catch you. You can evade for a little bit, but one by one the arms latch onto an ankle, or wrist, or throat, and with terrifying strength, they pull you towards the walls with a hiss of hydraulic pressure.
Petey!
Felix!
We normally pay a premium for test subjects. But yet, two willingly come to us for free.
We're not willing. Get off of us.
Who is this?
I'm Victor Sarin, CEO of Omnitech.
Now, is that what you sound like? I'm Victor Sarin, of CEO of Omnitech.
No, I'm Victor Sarin. It's a bad connection. And listen, I should be asking who you are, who would come to my orbital data vault and think that you could simply steal from me. But I already know who you are, Felix P.D. Champlin. P.D., I've been watching you for months. Do you think that you can simply infiltrate Omnitech and get away with it?
I'm gonna bring this whole corporation to the ground.
That's right, you sick freak.
It might be difficult to do that while you're attached to this data vault wall, especially since neither of you, nor your two compatriots outside, will be leaving here alive.
But keep struggling against the restraints, seeing if I can test or find any give in them.
There is no give. And in fact, as you struggle, they tighten, coiling around you like snakes.
Damn you! What do you want with us?
I don't want anything with you. But of course, you came here. You tried to steal from me. I only think it's right that I steal from you instead. It's a type of poetic justice, is it not?
Edie, like, spits when he calls it justice. Corporations like yours are stealing from people all the time. Think about the lives that you've stolen with your silly project. Word will get out. Even if we aren't the ones who get it out there, word will get out. Omnitech is going down.
My dear lad, Omnitech is going nowhere. It's bigger than any journalist. But I do wonder exactly how much you were able to uncover. Please, tell me your theory. What exactly do you think is happening here?
Don't tell them anything, Petey!
I'm sure that's exactly what you want. You have no way of knowing what I've already uncovered, and it's enough to put you in the ground for good.
Like I said, you are going nowhere, and you're going to die. But I'll tell you what, if you can guess exactly what we are doing here, then I will let you go and you can print your story. But if you can't guess...
I look at Petey with panic in my eyes. Petey, what have you put together so far? What do you know about the contracts?
You're using all these prisoners as slaves. You won't get away with it.
Slaves? Interesting theory. And what prisoners? You mean from contracts?
Yeah, you convince them that you'll give them some sort of way out of being imprisoned. But that way out is just another Omnitech prison where they do what you want, terrible working conditions, and if they even survive, the life that they live is a miserable one.
Very interesting. And that's your theory. You think that we're plucking them from prison to simply put them in a work camp somewhere.
I'm sure the truth is even more horrific than I can imagine.
Well, there, you are not wrong. But not accurate enough to save your life, young Petey Champlin. And I suppose it's only fair to show you what is about to happen to you. Actually, the foreknowledge of your fate may be useful data for us.
The monitor in the middle of his face changes, showing a man being chased by some shadowy creature. The man struggles, tries to climb a tree, is unable to. The creature reaches him and rips him to shreds. Another monitor blinks on, replacing his right eye. It shows a woman straining to reach a child before both tumble from a cliff face, smashed upon the rocks below. Another monitor shows two groups of people desperately fighting each other over scraps of food. Another monitor, and another monitor, and another. Each monitor flicks to life, showing men, women, and yes, even children in dire situations, straining to survive.
So you torture them, so you run experiments on them.
Yes, indeed. But far more efficient experiments than you might imagine. A life can only be given once. But you, like so many before you, will be copied into our machine. Your consciousness will be converted to artificial intelligence, where you will be made to participate in our tests for eternity. The data gleaned from your participation will be most valuable.
You're sick.
No! You sick bastard!
Your fates are already sealed. Pleading does nothing. I must simply decide which of you goes first. Perhaps you have an opinion. You're both going to die, so which one goes first?
No, please, just take me. I'll go willingly. Just let him go.
Felix, what are you saying?
No, Petey, just don't write about it. Just let it go. Just let it be.
Young Petey, perhaps I will show you mercy if you simply promise to not write about everything that you've seen here today.
And I'm supposed to expect that this twisted CEO is just going to take me on my word. Felix, the people need to know.
Petey, but you've got to live. I promise,
I can't not search for the truth, Felix. You know that about me.
I know. That's why I'm so damn proud of you every day.
A brother's love. How touching. Well, then I thank you first, younger one. In fact, like I've said before, I recognize you from our offices. A traitor. I'll try to make it as painful as I can.
One of the telescopic arms produces a skull cap covered in wires, its rim circled with blades. It places it upon Petey's head as he struggles to avoid it. The buzzing of the saws and Petey's screams fill the air. A suction tube delicately dabs the rim of the skull cap, sucking up blood. Petey's eyes roll into the back of his head as the wires on the skull cap begin to glow, pulsating with a hidden energy.
You can't hide the truth forever.
And finally, Petey's voice is silenced as he slumps forward, limp and lifeless.
That's my brother, you bastard!
The skull cap removes with a loud suction noise. The top of his skull comes with it. Holes in his brain are revealed.
I'll kill you.
Plugs from the skull cap unhook and snake, tendriling back into the skull cap.
I'll kill you, you bastard. I'll kill you. Whatever it takes, you're a dead man.
One down.
Wherever I am, whatever smidge of consciousness I have left, you'll never be safe.
The arms remove Petey from the wall, and a piece of the floor slides open to reveal a pit full of dead bodies, many of which are wearing prisoner garb. The smell is intense. Petey is dropped in unceremoniously, and the chute closes.
Little buddy.
A monitor flickers to life. Petey is on the screen. He's at a playground. He looks confused. There's a bomb strapped to his chest. The police, they have him surrounded. They fire. He explodes. The monitor shifts to show Petey tied to a chair as a dog-sized spider skitters towards him. It begins to take out chunks of his legs and his arms. The monitor flickers back to the CEO's face.
And now, Felix Champlin, it is your time.
The door bursts open in a gout of flame and chaos as Jet and Nyx tumble through, laser pistols drawn.
Get me down from here!
I run over and take him down.
I have to save my brother!
So the two little mice found their way into the inner sanctum after all. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. I was going to deal with you in due time, but I suppose I'll take care of all three of you at once.
As you make your way towards Felix, the arms that once held Petey snake towards you, Nyx. It's not going to be that easy. I'm going to need you all to roll initiative. Nyx, you won the initiative. You are currently running up to Felix, and there's just a bunch of telescopic arms that are pinning him to the wall. What would you like to do?
I still want to get him down as quickly as possible. Can I evade my way around the arms coming towards me to get to Felix?
Yeah. So they haven't had a combat round yet. They're sort of starting to reach towards you, but you're able to reach Felix first.
Okay, yep. I'm going to get to Felix and try to free him.
Okay, go ahead and roll strength. Oh, nice. So you make your strength roll, and you pry one of the three telescopic arms off of him. The one that's holding his neck in his right arm is pried off, and you toss it away from him.
Felix, come on.
Jet.
I'd prefer to shoot at the arm closest to Felix, preferably right next to his head, if possible.
Okay. Don't miss.
Yeah, he's not right next to my head.
Nope, right next to the head.
It's not a great roll.
And for that right next to the head, I roll a 6.
You can make it an auto hit as a warrior.
Auto hit.
I do indeed make it an auto hit for 7 points of damage.
6 is a miss. Auto hit is a success. You hit for 7 points of damage. Your miss turns into a hit as you curve the laser and it slams into one of the telescopic arms. 7 points of damage instantly disables it. It falls off from around his neck, allowing Felix to once again breathe easily. Felix, you still have a telescopic arm around your waist, but your entire upper body is now free. What would you like to do?
I would like to put both hands on it and try to push it off of me.
Okay, roll strength.
Nope, I failed.
Push as hard as you can, but your grief and your choking sobs are preventing you from utilizing your full strength. The telescopic arms lance towards you. Two of them go for Jet. So the first one kind of crashes into you and is unable to gain purchase on your armored vac suit, which is a very smooth exterior. And the second one completely misses as you expertly dive to the side. The third one goes to Nyx. Nyx, this one misses just barely, as is your slippery nature. It grabs you and you simply vanish. The other two, one of them got destroyed and the other one got pulled off and is spending its turn reorienting itself. And the sixth one is currently around Felix's waist. Nyx, what would you like to do?
Help me, Nyx. Help me.
I run back up to Felix and continue to try to unravel him from these tendrils.
So a 6 beats your target of 11 on your strength. You easily pry the last of the telescopic arms off of Felix, who falls to his knees off of the wall.
Felix, are you okay?
Petey, they took him.
Where's Petey?
He's gone. Nyx, he's gone.
Where'd he go?
I point up at the monitors.
Isn't that sweet? Do you really think you will escape? You're in orbit, and I have infinite arms.
Doja, what would you like to do?
I take a aim at one of the arms that is coming towards me or Nyx at this point, and take a laser pistol shot at it for 16 with 7 points of damage.
16 hits and 7 points of damage instantly disables one of the arms. The telescopic arm shudders and falls to the ground, a scorch mark through it, and two more take its place, erupting from underneath the terminal. The long cables that are along the floor that Felix noted when he first entered begin to writhe and try to reach out and entangle your feet. Felix, what would you like to do?
I'd like to get to my feet and take a split second. All right, we gotta go. We gotta go. And start moving towards the door and pulling Nyx behind me.
Oh, What's wrong, Felix? Leaving so soon?
This isn't the last you'll hear of me, you monster. I swear, you'll pay.
The mocking laugh of CEO Victor Sarin echoes after you as you retreat down the hallway through the spinning room, back past the inert android, and out onto the surface of the vault. Here, you are ready for a firefight, but no drones are in sight. Carefully and quickly, Nyx leads you back to the shuttle. You make it inside just before the doors close. Felix, as was the plan just in case you were found out, you hurriedly upload your hack to the shuttle's interface, changing its landing zone from deep within Omnitech territory to a safer spot outside of one of the major cities on Polyfin. You're going back to the same world as Omnitech is headquartered, but that doesn't mean you have to make it easy for them to find you.
So that's about it, I guess. You know, Nyx, Jet, and I barely made it out alive, and PD didn't. At least not in any way that mattered. Yeah, his body was gone, but his consciousness had been copied, digitized, and locked away inside that goddamn vault. And he's still in there. And if I couldn't get him out, I knew that I had to find a way in. I can't just leave my brother alone like that. So once we got back, planet side, I did the only thing I could. I burned my old life to the ground. It's time for a new voice, a new face, a new name. Felix Champlin. Stitched together a past, bribed the right people, and got myself a job at Omnitech, just like I learned from Petey. From the inside, I kept my eye on that vault, tracking its movements. It was far, far away now, way off of any known drill paths in the sector, in some empty pit in the corner of existence. Even if I wanted to, at full impulse, it would take years to reach it, and God knows where it would move in the meantime. So I decided to wait and watch and keep hope alive. And one day, out of the blue, a job popped up on the internal job board. A signal investigation. The coordinates, they were close to the vault. A little too close to be a coincidence in my book. So, I scrubbed the applicant list, made sure I was the only hacker on there worth hiring, and just like that, I was in. But what I didn't know at the time was that old Dr. Voss there had set this whole thing up. And now, I'm back on Omnitech's shit list. But you know, it doesn't matter. Because I'm with this team now, and fuck Omnitech. One way or another, I'm killing that damn CEO, and I'm getting my brother back. And that's all I gotta say.
Well, no wonder there was only one hacker available for my job. Felix Champlin, you certainly are one of a kind.
Thanks, Doc.
Felix, that's a pretty heavy story, man. Really sorry about your bro.
It's all right, Thorne, thanks. Y'all wanted to hear it, so there it is. Now let's not make a big thing of it, okay? We got a job to do.
All right, Felix, but we're here for you.
Yeah, Felix, I'm starting to feel a little bit bad that I said you didn't fit in. You are certainly one of us.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that.
All right, who wants pie?
Hey!
Thorndrax, this is personal log. So we had some story time tonight, and I can't believe what I heard. Poor Felix. Every one of this crew has been really affected by these damn corpos. And it always seems to be some kind of family connection. Reminds me of Ma and the others back home. Can't help but wonder what those corpos are doing after I heard what Omnitech did. Sick. I'm scared. I hope I hear from them soon. End transmission.
Robert Ross, I never heard so many actual deep truths from him. He's usually prone to sarcasm, to wit. But there's real loss. There's real depth behind it. I told some stupid, lighthearted little story, and Felix, you could tell he needed to get something off his chest. I always knew he was one of us. I didn't know how much. Robert Ross out.
Haley, Two Wise reporting in. You know, it's been a pretty rough couple of weeks. Pretty raw from seeing some more about that mission my sister and Robert Ross were on a few weeks ago, and then today hearing from Felix about what his own family has experienced because of corporations out here. It's always been a little bit frustrating, but we really are in the same boat. Ship. Yeah, I'll go with ship. just trying to make sure that we don't let them get away with this. All this crap they're doing that's just going to hurt more people. Haley out.
Personal log. Felix Champlin. I knew they'd get that story out of me someday. I just didn't know it'd be now. I hope they don't look at me differently. God damn it, I need a drink. Where's that whiskey?
If you're enjoying the show and want to dive deeper into the lore, please check out our Patreon. You'll get ad-free, early access to every episode, plus a whole bunch of bonus content, including the Star Master logs, where I personally break down how the campaign's put together, what I'm planning, what I'm improvising, and what secrets are still waiting in the dark. You'll also get Haley's notes ripped straight from her old-school analog notebook, as well as exclusive character insights, behind-the-scenes glimpses you won't hear in the main show, and much more. Support the mission at patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast. And as always, thanks for listening, and keep following that signal.